Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, how are you listening to the show? Thank you guys for tuning in today, and welcome. Right, the call in number to the show is 516-531-9483. Now you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your opinion or make comments on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air with me. Okay? And, you know, and let's talk. Right? 516-531-9483. Now, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, thanks guys for tuning in, and let's get this thing started. Now, I know that a lot of people are going to be up in on the show today. So, but that's fine. We like it like that, right? And I know you guys have your opinions, okay? I like that as well. Now, well, before I get into the show, let's do weather. Right now it's 78 degrees. Day of 90, okay? Sunshine looked like starting to get a little cloudy about 2 or 3 o'clock. I think that's been happening just about every day. With like rain threatening, but doesn't show, right? And then tomorrow, possible showers 87 degrees. Thursday showers, Friday showers, Saturday showers, Sunday showers. But I don't think that the weather is going to be like it's been. Okay, we might get a little rain in the afternoon, and then bam, it's gone, and we good for the night, right? So don't be discouraged, about going out to the barbecue grill and getting it going, this weekend, because really, really, it's gonna be right this weekend, and I'm saying that. I'm not a weatherman or anything like that, but I'm saying that. Not only on your behalf, but on my behalf, because I want to grill this weekend. Well, I want to fry fish. So anyway, that's how it is, and we like it, right? Love your life, man. Love your life. All right, today's word of the day is, here she comes. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce that. Let's see. Okay, Lodestar. L-O-D-E-S-T-A-R. Lodestar. Lodestar is a noun, and it means one that serves as an inspiration, model, or guide. One that serves as an inspiration, model, or guide. A Lodestar. One that serves as an inspiration, a model, or a guide is a lodestar, L-O-D-E-S-T-A-R. Well, that's a good word. Hey, grab a hold of it. Use it however you want. That's why I do it, right? Not only for you guys, but for me as well, okay? I listen to this stuff, right? I listen to this stuff. So anyway, let's get back to the show, guys. I kind of got off track there, but we're good. Right? Now, today's episode is entitled "The Atlanta Falcons Are Looking Like They Are Not Going to Make the Playoffs This." What's our deal? And I wanted to discuss some of the good stuff and rights and some of the wrong, some of the bad stuff of the Atlanta Falcons this preseason. See, preseason, a lot of people get preseason, screwed up, right? Look at this. If you're going to have a great team, you're going to have a great team in preseason. Teams win games. You want to be known as the winner. See, you got to be different sometimes. Sometimes you got to come out and you got to say, "Hey, you guys get ready for, 18 games." They play 16 in regular season, and then, they play 4 in the preseason. Which those 4 in the preseason, 2 of those should be starters, right? Starters going all out, balling, knocking it down, right? So we can go into the season with our heads up, running hard. Other people say, "Oh, Frank, it's just the preseason." Come on, man. Preseason mean a lot. If preseason didn't mean anything, why do it? Why do it? If it doesn't mean anything, why do it? Well, we have to think about that, because people keep asking me, "Man, what about the Falcons?" Well, hey, they're trash. Right now, you got to think they're trash. We 0-3 in the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, if I don't know who's listening to the show, but all I'm saying to the players and the coaches and the organization, man, you know, I want to beat up on some folks even in the preseason. That's going to put, you know, that's going to give us some bits next season. What a bitch, Frank. Butts in the seat. Okay? So if you want butts in the seat, which means bucks, dollar bills in your pocket, man, let's get hopping. You're paying these guys millions of dollars. We don't want nobody to get hurt in the preseason, Frank. So many people still get hurt in the preseason. Starters get hurt in the preseason. Go down, they done for the year. Okay? You don't want to get nobody hurt in the preseason, then don't play the preseason. Go right into the regular season. Go right into the regular season. All right? Cut them guys along the way. Them rookies you got, cut them along the way. And y'all, you know, we're going to let y'all play these first couple of games. But after that, it's going to be dog eat dog. That's how it's got to be. Dog eat dog. And if you're going to make the team, you're going to have to eat that dog. Or that dog going to eat you. You know, you're saying some buts about it in football. You know, you playing for a job. You know that's, you know, at your position, there's like, let's see, six spots. But is, you know, it may be, you know, 14 of y'all or more. Six spots. And then you're like, man, I got to play to a T. Well, yeah. You need to play to a T. Okay? You need to play to a T. And if you play to a T, you know, we'll win the game. But if you don't, then we're going to lose, which is what we've been doing. Our first squad looked okay the first drive. We throw down, bang, bang, boom, boom, bang, bang, boom, boom. Boom, boom is runs. You know, bang, bang is passes. So bang, bang, boom, boom, bang. And we got down the field. We couldn't get it in the end zone, but we kicked and got three. I'll take that all day. Every drive, 3 points. Come on, man. Take that all day. That's what we did. Right? We went down the field, kicked it, 3 points. They got the ball. They came down. I don't think they scored. I think we got a turnover. Come back down. We couldn't score. We couldn't kick. We had to punt. Whatever. But, you know, that was our starting team. But he dropped it. He drops it. Had, you know, probably would have got, if he hadn't got the first down, he would have got close. I think it was 11 yards to go right there. And he dropped that screen pass. Right in his hands, no one around him. He took his eyes off the ball to look downfield to see where he was going to run before he got the ball. Things like that, man, come on. Man, you're a professional. I know people have butterflies at the professional level. You have to. It's a lot. It's big time. To you now than you ever have. So, you have to be that man. You have to continue to say, I'm going to be that man all the time. Come on, Falcons. Oh, we want to be undefeated in the playoffs, in the preseason. We want to be headed into the regular season. Heads up, running hard, Eric Dickerson style. Hitting it, man. Come on, baby. We want to be the ones who they fear coming into the regular season. Ah, they were undefeated in the preseason. They come into the regular season with a big chip on their shoulders, and they want to prove themselves this year. It'd be great for the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl this year and be able to – let's see, last year, did we have we didn't have home field advantage last year throughout the playoffs, but if we could have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, okay, throughout the playoffs, at home field advantage, and we win throughout the playoffs, and then Super Bowl is at home. Oh, man. The stars are lined up. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what we should be playing for. That's what we should be getting in the minds of these other teams. Man, they were undefeated in the playoffs. This team is bad now. They undefeated in the playoffs. Y'all got to play at your best because they were undefeated in the preseason. They ran the score up on people in the preseason. But you guys, you have to be disciplined. Do your job right. That's the coach talking. If you do that, we'll be fine. Well, that's what we want. That's what we want. That fear in the other team. We want that fear in their eyes.
You got scared.
We want that fear in their eyes. And if we get that, the way you get it is through the preseason. Kicking some butts preseason. Okay? Say, well, Frank, preseason, we got a lot of rookies doing this and doing that. Okay, that's fine. The rookies got to step up, baby. The rookies have to step up. They're the main characters. They're the main characters. And you know, if you're gonna be the main character, then man, you gotta hold my attention. You gotta be all that and then some. You with me? Because, you know, man, the way it is, today, you got to try to win everything all the time. I don't care if it's preseason, regular season, playoffs. You got to want to win all the time. I don't want to lose. If I lose, it's going to be somebody's fault, right? Somebody got to go down for that. And, you know, it might be me. But I don't want it to be me. Do you want it to be you? I mean, you don't. Do your best. Lay it all out. Put it all on the line. That's the way it's got to be. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Get out there and tear through some meat. Throw some meat. Get out there and tear through some meat.
Oh, in here.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know why I lost it. Hey, that's the end of the show.